Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual food. And before we do that, we'd like to have prayer.
Father, we come before your throne of grace. We thank you for another day. Lord, this day was not promised, Heavenly Father, but you have just given us another day, and we thank you for it. Lord, Father, we ask that you bless those who are sick and afflicted, Father. Bless those, Heavenly Father, who are having financial problems in their lives. Father, we pray for families, Lord, that are disunited, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, for marriages. Father, we pray for all those who are in the hospital, Heavenly Father, who are going through some type of illness at this time. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, for all those that stand in the need of prayer. And now, Father, we ask for prayer on this Bible study this time. We pray for all the hearers, Heavenly Father. We pray for all those that participate at this time. And let this be a time, Heavenly Father, that we lift up the name of Jesus. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank you for tuning in again once again. And for those listening, if you would like to go by internet, if you type in Blog Talk Radio and type in Begin Again or New Beginning Ministries, that would connect you to us. And for anyone calling in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. And you are going to automatically be connected to this podcast. And if you would like to participate verbally by a word or sharing a word or so, you would have to push 1. And once you push 1, then you would be connected so that all the other listeners can hear exactly what's being said. Again, we thank you. We are starting off with scripture for those of you that's tuning in for the first time. We start off with scripture, and this is an interactive Bible study, and we do invite anyone to call in and just to share what the word is saying to them so that we can all just have a part in this Bible study. It's almost like all of us are around the table together just feeding on the word of God. Hallelujah. That's a good thing when we can share the word of God. This first scripture that we're looking at is Galatians 5:22 and 5:23. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Galatians 5:22, 5:23. And as we discuss that scripture and the interpretation, if you would like to, again, share, please just let us know. We look at 5:22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law." That, you know, we look at that, that is speaking about the Holy Spirit that's within us, the Holy Spirit that is within us. And that should be an evidence of we as Christians, our character, by what we show and how we share, show that character to others who are watching. That is the Holy Spirit that is within us. And again, that is something that flows from the inside, that Holy Spirit. And when that Holy Spirit is flowing within the inside, then we show love, joy, peace, all those things, long suffering, goodness, and faith. We share all we show all those things when there is the Spirit within us and it is activated. Amen. Isn't that good to know that we can be in a world where there is so much confusion, there are so many things going on, and yet through all of that we can still have peace, we can have joy, and we can show love. That is the Spirit of Christ. that is the Spirit of Christ. Any comments at this time? Keep in mind, for those that are connected, you would have to hit one. Once you hit one on your dial, you would automatically, that lets us know at this point that you would like to share on the scripture. Okay? Again, we've just shared Galatians 5:22 and 5:23. As we move, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is that which produces and is designed, that is designed for us to have and show this type of character. There is, I'm looking at another scripture, and Sister Suzanne, are you with us? Okay, I guess that's on me. I have not opened up her mics, which I have done so. Did you want to make a comment on that?
No, I'm just getting organized here.
Okay, all right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, our next scripture, and normally we have a lot of scriptures that we go through, but tonight they're quite short, and but it's a lot of information, a lot of power when we start speaking about spiritual fruit. There's a lot of power within that. We would like to, if we could, move and look at Matthew 3:8. That's Matthew 3:8. And we're going to give you a minute to get there before we read it so that we're all on the same page. That's Matthew 3, verse 8. Amen.
Matthew 3:8 reads, bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance.
Amen. Could you read that again, please?
Let me go back up to 5, Matthew 3:5. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children upon Abraham. Unto Abraham.
Mm. Amen. Did you want to comment on that?
Well, I think Jesus was calling them out, saying, who were they? You can call yourself, say Abraham is your father, your sons of Abraham, but it's more than that, that the Pharisees and Sadducees were so into legalism and religiosity that they had no clue as to really what they were witnessing. So he basically, as the kids used to say, fronted on them, And he's telling them, confess your sins also, But he says, well, when he saw that many of the Pharisees and Sadducees came to his baptism, he called them vipers, a generation of vipers. So they're supposed to be the religious men of the day, the leadership. And they weren't. They had taken their leadership to a level where it was punitive and damning to the people they were supposed to be leading.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. When you mention the word viper, the word viper here refers to poisonous. That's when it's almost like a snake, that that has poisonous, you know, on the tongue. So when they speak of this, it, the other side I look at and see is that when we are to come to repentance, that we are not to do, we're not to come with any type of cunningness. We are to be sincere. When we come to repentance, we are to be sincere. And many that come to repentance and say, "Forgive me, Lord." The Lord does see our heart, but in our heart, our mouths are saying one thing, but our heart is saying another. So in actuality, in our heart, we really are not repenting. We're really not repenting. And so I see that, you know, in terms of it says, you know, bring therefore fruits befitting of repentance. Fruits, you know, our attitude and what we bring, make sure that it is worth repenting. And that's, you know, when you say worth repenting, we're looking at the sincerity of it. Amen?
Amen. I want to go a little bit further in that with Matthew 3. If you follow with me down to, I stopped with 9, but if we could go on Matthew 3:10, it says the axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Now listen to this. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So this was a warning that Jesus was giving to the Pharisees and Sadducees, telling them, you know, you brood of vipers, you liars, you phony men. You know, this is what's going to happen to you. So you should be coming here for repentance. You know, you should coming for repentance, that this is not, it's not what you think. So he wasn't doing something out of a religious, out of religious ritual, but that the cleansing that was to come, the fire that was to come through the Holy Spirit, was going to be even more powerful than he. But we think that Jesus was something, just wait till the Holy Spirit comes and how he will baptize with fire.
Amen. Amen. You know, it kind of also reminds me of, you know, when I'm thinking about Minister Gary from out of Jersey when he spoke about bitter roots. And what I see here, it says, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree, meaning that that if the heart is corrupt, then there is no good thing that's going to come out of the mouth. Nothing is going to come out of the mouth.
Amen.
That is the root of it all. And it says, you know, here that in terms of the fruit that we're going to, that's going to produce, if the heart is bad, then it's going to produce bad fruit. And if the heart is good, it's going to produce good fruit. Okay. Moving on, we are, the next scripture is Matthew 10:7, and I think you had already, you already spoke a little about that, and Matthew 10:7.
You mean Matthew 7:16.
Is it 7:16? Why am I looking at 10:7? Right, we have 3:8 and then there's 10:7, Matthew 10:7 right after that. Then we have 10:7. And then there's 16:20, Matthew 16:20, Matthew 12:33, and Matthew 21:19. There's a few scriptures from Matthew.
Okay, Matthew 7, verse 16 says,
What scripture are you?
Matthew 7, verse 16.
Okay, the next one, the one after that is Matthew 10, 7. Matthew 10, 7. You had already read it, but that was another scripture that was followed. I was just trying to stay in sequence. Matthew 10, 7. For those of you who are listening, hopefully you're there. Matthew 10, verse 7. And I will read it, and it says, "As you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. As you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." When I look at that, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, it literally means that that heaven reigns. You know, that heaven reigns. And also, it's stating that God also draws near. Also, God is drawing near. That means that God is close to returning. And as you go preach, reminding others that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that we should make sure that we get our houses in order. We are to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, again, if there's anyone who would like to make a comment, well, someone that has a car radio on or something, we do thank you for tuning in. We are able to hear anything out. Anyone of the 216 numbers, would you like to make a comment in reference to any scripture that we have read? Okay. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Moving on, when it says the kingdom of heaven at hand, and then we are at Matthew 10, 16 through 20. Matthew 10, 16 through 20.
No, John, that's Matthew 7, verses 16 to 20.
I'm sorry, you're correct. Right, Matthew 7, 16 through 20. You're right. Matthew 7, 16 through 20.
Matthew 7, actually from 15 to 23, talks about a tree and its fruit. I'll go on and read the entire thing if you want.
Okay.
A tree and its fruit. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles. And then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
Wow. And here we again, we're talking about, you know, we're talking about the repentance, you know, of the heart. The repentance of the heart. And here it's saying that the fruit, you know, if you do not have good fruit, then it's saying that that is evil. If there is no good fruit, then it is evil. And that we talk about the heart again, what's in the heart. Anyone that brings forth no fruit, then it is considered bad fruit.
Well, those who bring, I mean, you can, people bring forth, there's always going to be a fruit from whatever effort somebody puts forth. But is the fruit necessarily good? It's not necessarily good. So some could be obviously bad fruit. So someone that, we'll go back to like the family tree. So someone who has a family and their sin, outward sin in the family, and they're raising their children in that, and they grow up to be and do the same things in the family that has gone on for generation to generation, that family is producing bad, you know, bad fruit, or bad fruit is present there because of what they've let in their family and what continues to perpetuate in the family. And on the same note, you can have good fruit, but there's also that fruit, just like it says in the word that at the end that people were going to come up to Jesus and say, Lord, Lord, like, don't you know who I am? I cast out demons in your name. I use your name to, you know, when I pray, I close with, you know, in the name of Jesus, don't you know me? And Jesus is going to look at them and say, I don't know you. And that's because of that fruit that may appear to be good, may appear to be good, but it's not. It's just like buying something that looks good on the outside, or eggs, they all look the same. It's when you crack them that you find out the ones that are rotten or not, you know. That's when you find out if there's no dating, you know, or expiration date on the package. It's when you crack them. It's like with the tea bags, you can test different teas. You can call all of them Lipton if you cut the tag off. But when you taste them, when you put it in hot water, when it's under pressure, when it's pressed or goes through something, goes through a process, is when the real true essence of what's in it comes out. And so that's even with the people that are Christians, and some that profess to be Christians are carrying the name but not bearing the fruit of a Christian. People that are not bearing the fruit of a Christian or carrying themselves like Christians all the time. So maybe they're a Sunday Christian or like the salad bar Christian, like my pastor says, and picking up a little bit here, a little bit there of just the things that you like. But they are not committed. They may not be committed Christians. Or they're surface Christians, they're superficial, they're Christians because grandma and mama were Christians, so they feel that they should call themselves Christians too. Or they may do Christ-like things, but it's not from the spirit of Christ or out of the love of Christ. So it's going to be the true fruit is going to come through at the end, and we're going to see those people, because everyone in the church is not saved. Everyone in the church is not going to heaven. You know, everyone in the church is not bearing good fruit. So you have those that are obviously bearing bad fruit that will be cut down. And you have those that are bearing superficial fruit that's not a true fruit of the Spirit that are going to be cut down also.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And it states that only that is fit for fire. Only that is good for fire, not for heaven, but for fire.
So we need to really be, people get so caught up on what other people think, and I'm going to church, and they speak Christianese, and it's praise the Lord on Sunday, and acting like, you know, all hell breaks loose any other time, and they talk about I'm in the church, but being in the church does not mean that you're of the church or that you have the heart of Christ, you know, the love of Christ. It doesn't mean that he knows you. So, you know, we need to be conscious of that, because the Lord sees us as who we really are. So when folks don't want to present and be genuine and honest before one another, that's one thing. But you can't fool God. You know, like you used to say when I was a kid, you can fool some of the people some of the time and all of the people all of the time, but you can't fool, they used to say, Mom, but I'll use God. You cannot fool God. You can't fool him. He knows your heart. He knows what's there. He knows what's there. He's with you in the secret times when you know, you do things or think a thought that's not godly. And he knows who we are. He knows who we are. He knows that we're vulnerable. He knows that we're not perfect. He knows that we have doubts. He knows, I mean, because he knows exactly who we are. So you can't be phony. So the Sunday go to meeting, pretend like you're perfect, and then come home and everyone knows the truth. When you look in the mirror and there's the truth, it doesn't do anything. You're not, you know, not fooling anybody. And we need to be very, very conscious of that, because who are we, and change our focus from being on man and what man thinks and put our focus on God and what God thinks. You know, we're supposed to be God pleasers, not man pleasers.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, God does know our heart, and we cannot fool God, even though that we try to fool man or we try to fool the world, but God knows our heart. And that also goes back when we also ask for forgiveness. God is looking at our heart. Do we really mean it? When we ask God to forgive us, do we really mean it? I'm going to open up, you know, the mics to our listeners, and we have a few that's online. Anyone would like to comment on that in terms of, we're speaking for those that just came in, we're talking about the spiritual fruit, and we just...
I would.
Well, yes, please.
Yeah, we're talking about the trees that bear fruit, good fruit versus bad fruit. But anyway, you can have a tree that bears good fruit, but anyway, when you get to its root, and maybe year after year it's producing good fruit, but anyway, it's not receiving its nourishment from its roots to the fruit. Eventually, the fruit is no longer good and it dies. So we have to constantly re-examine ourselves and make adjustments and stay in God's will, in God's word, so that we can continue to produce good fruit. Because you can have a tree and pour contaminants and harmful things around the roots of the tree, and the tree will eventually die, you know. But before the tree dies, it's going to produce bad fruit. But we have to look at ourselves in that same way and make sure that we surround ourselves with Bible study and the proper nutrients that we grow in God's word.
Amen. Any more comments? I have opened up the mics to everyone that's out on here, 216-708. Anyone else would like to comment? Okay, praise the Lord.
Okay.
I'm sorry, is someone trying to make a comment?
Yes, praise the Lord. This is Bishop Harris.
Praise the Lord, Bishop Harris. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good with the cargoes in the house.
Yes, sir. Kind of had a time mix up there, but just listening to what was being said and understanding the fruits of the Spirit and knowing about being able to bear fruit, we've got to make sure that we're, as was said before, we got to be connected. Because if we're not connected, and we're not connected to the right nourishment, then how can we bear any fruit at all? And then not only, if we're not just connected, we've not only got to just be connected, but then the Bible tells us, said that my father is the husbandman. And anybody that knows anything about farming and about pruning, we've got to allow God to prune us. And one of our problems is we don't want to be pruned. We don't want to let go of the things that we're holding on to. And see, sometimes we got to, not sometimes, but all the time, we got to be pruned. We got to let God take over and cut off that stuff that don't need to be, the things that we still holding on to. We got to step out the way, let him get in the way. And once he begins to prune, we can grow good fruit. But when we got dead leaves and dead fruit and dead branches, and the branches aren't bearing fruit, those branches got to be pruned. And it tends to be sometimes we get into a place where we don't let the weeds begin to grow up. And the spiritual weeds are the things that we're dealing with in our life, the things that we are every day dealing with, our bills, our finances. Those become weeds that start taking over us. And if those weeds haven't been pruned, then we can't grow. And if we can't grow, we can't produce fruit. And if we don't produce fruit, we can't give to people to eat. Our job is to give to people good fruit. Nobody wants spoiled, rotten fruit. But if we are producing good fruit because we're letting God have the work that he needs to have in us, if we're doing like the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Stop seeking after everything else. Stop trying to seek after your finances, seeking after cars, seeking after this, seeking after that. Seek after God. And then everything else we need will be added. And if we seek after him, we'll have some good fruit. And if we got good fruit, we become attractive. And now that we're attractive, we can attract people to come unto God, which is what we're trying to do in the beginning, because we want to win souls unto God.
Well, we do thank you for that comment, Bishop Harris. We do thank you for that comment. Anyone else like to comment on spiritual fruit? 2773, any comments? I need to turn your mic on. 773, any comments on spiritual fruit? We're just talking about spiritual fruit. Any comments? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 312, any comments on spiritual fruit? For those who just came on, they just tuned in, I'm looking at the numbers are lighting up. We are talking about spiritual fruit, just bearing fruit in our lives. And for all of those that, you know, that would love to share, we're just trying to build up the name of Jesus, even for those who are listening, so that we're all encouraged, you know, by, you know, this interactive Bible study. So if you have an opportunity, you know, to share something on your heart, you know, it's open. This is an interactive Bible study. For those who are on the Internet, if you want to make a comment, you can type in, chat in, and your comments will be read. Your message will be read. The call number, 347-237-4054. And we're talking about spiritual fruit. Amen. Amen. Dr. Suzanne, if you want to, you know, go move on to the next scripture, it looks like I'm out of order with
fine. We're at Matthew 12:33.
Matthew 12:33, and we're giving everyone an opportunity to move to that scripture. Amen.
Okay, you can always chat on the chat. If you're on the computer, you can send me a chat and we'll respond, and I'll read your chat online. Or if you want to put a message on Facebook, I will also share it if you want me to read it on Facebook. Okay, Matthew 12:33 reads, make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Can I? You know, I like to read the context, so I need to just go back and go forward a little bit. So if we go back up to, let's go to 30. he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Any comments? Any comments from the scripture? 216-312-708. Any comments? When we look at this as far as, you know, when I see this as far as either you are, if we are with God or we are against God, and if we are against God, then we are with Satan. You know, that is just living a corrupt life, living a corrupt life and bearing, and we're talking about spiritual fruit, and bearing good fruit. Then our works are not for God, but they are, you know, for Satan. When I look at this, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, it's just not, we're not being led by the Spirit. It's almost like what Bishop Harris was saying in terms of with our lives, the things that we have in our lives can draw us away from God, you know, from the different finances, from anything that we're going through in life, you know, we have to, you know, take hold of that and allow God. We have to move out of the way and allow God to lead the way. Because if we focus on the things of the world, then we're going to think like the world. And God wants us, you know, to be in tune with Him spiritually, knowing that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. That gives us strength. So it doesn't make a difference whatever we're dealing with. If we have that faith of knowing that God can handle it, God can handle His business, if we have that faith of knowing that, then the outcome is going to be different. And it's just a matter of just being in alignment, you know, with God. You know, either you're for me or you are against me, one or the other. There is no in between. There is no gray area. Any comments from listeners? Any comments from listeners? I have another couple of mics I need to open up. We do have a few open lines here. 312-708-216. Does anyone have any comments that you would like to share? You'd like to bless us with? Again, this is an interactive Bible study, and it's almost like we're all sitting around the table together just sharing the Word of God. And, you know, how good it is, you know, just to be able to come together and share the Word of God. Even for those of you who are listening on the Internet, if you have a comment, you know, just type it in on the chat, and that will be shared. But it's a beautiful thing when we can come together from different four corners of the world just to be able just to share the Word of God. And hopefully, you know, this is, or you will be blessed, you know, by this. Amen? Any comments? Any comments? 6830 that just came on. Any comments? We are talking about, for those of you who came on, we're talking about spiritual fruit that we bear. Spiritual fruit. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Matthew 21:19.
Matthew, next scripture, Matthew 21:19. Amen.
Matthew 21:19 reads, this is about the fig tree that withers. 21:19 reads, seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bring fruit again. Immediately, the tree withered.
Okay, could you read that again?
It says, seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. Immediately, the tree withered.
Amen. Any comments? Looking at the parables there, the parables at that time, where we're looking at the fig tree, with the fig tree at that time, it appears that they were on the road and seeing afar, looking at this fig tree, which was supposed to bear figs, but it was bearing no fruit at all. No fruit at all. And just speaking, even if someone in the background that's going through paper, you can pick up off the old everything. So make sure that, you know, if you are turning paper or you are whatever you're doing, we can hear it on the mic, through the mic.
What is this?
Amen. 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 Talking about, again, the fig tree, when, you know, Jesus just spoke to it, you know, it did not, it was not, it was not to bear any fruit. Just speaking of it, looking at it, it was in the past. In the past, you're looking at a tree that was supposed to bear fruit, and Jesus looking at it because of where it was that he just said that it would not bear any fruit. It would not bear any fruit. Any comments? Any comments?
That goes back to purpose too. The purpose of the fig tree was to bear figs, but the fig tree was not bearing any fruit. It wasn't bearing figs, so it was out of its purpose and out of what it was supposed to be doing. So the Lord cursed the fig tree. This is an example of, like, what we talk about, the fruit we're supposed to bear, that we're supposed to bear too, how we're supposed to be meek and joyous and loving and kind and so forth, that's the fruit that we are to bear.
Amen.
Amen.
We have purpose to do that. For some folks, it doesn't come natural. Parts of that may not come natural. Charity and so forth, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, peace. And if you haven't been taught that, then you have to learn it. You have to practice it and purposely seek after the spiritual fruit until it becomes natural, until it becomes part of your nature, until it becomes something that you pass on, like, to your children and your children's children.
Amen.
If I can chime in for just a moment.
Yes, please do.
Amen.
Please let us know where we are. We have a few numbers. We have a lot of numbers on here. Just, you know, let us know who you are. This sounds like Bishop Harris, but let me know. We got 631-321-708. A lot of numbers on here.
This is Bishop again, and just looking at this verse and listening, as we look at the fig tree, if we just take that and look at our everyday selves, and we pay attention and realize that some of the reasons that we are not receiving what we need to receive and we're not getting what we need to get is because we're not bearing the fruit we're supposed to bear.
Amen.
We got too many distractions and too many things in the way, and we're supposed to be being Christ-like, but we're living everything else. You know, instead of living in the world but not being of the world, we're part of the world, and they can't tell the difference. So then we're wondering, why is it that I can't seem to be blessed. Why is it I can't seem to get ahead? Why is it I can't seem to do this? It's because we're not living what we're supposed to live. And it's just like the fig tree. If you're not producing fruit, then you're no good to anything. So for that case, we've got to learn as a people reading the scripture to get ourselves together. We've got to get ourselves in order and start bearing fruit, because what type of fruit are you bearing? What type of fruit are you giving off? What are people seeing of you? Are you being a light? Are you somebody that they can see and they can look up to? What kind of spirituality are you showing? And if you're not showing the right fruit, then this is why things aren't going the way that they need to go for you, because you're just like the fig tree. You're not bearing no fruit. So you're not good for no more than to be cursed, because you haven't bear the fruit that's been given for you to bear. But if you begin to do what it is that God wants you to do, and you begin to abide, begin to let him live in you, then you can bear some fruit. And once you begin to bear fruit, then you can become a prosperous tree.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's a good word. You know, becoming a prosperous tree. You know, and just a note on that, Bishop Harris will be hosting, you know, the blog talk whenever. We haven't come to a date, but he will be hosting one of the shows. I don't know if it's next week or the following week, but we will be discussing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good word. Any other comments on the fig tree? Any comments that you would like to bless us with? Amen. We are on that next scripture. We're moving.
The next scripture is, let's see here,
Matthew 21:43.
Therefore, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit.
My Lord.
So that's where we come in.
My Lord.
That's where we come in. Jesus has told the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Jews that they haven't done what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to teach and to share the blessings. They were blessed to be a blessing and to be an example for the rest of the world. But rather than do that, they wanted to keep that for themselves. But praise God, that's how we got in. So that we are engrafted into the vine. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have both children that have been brought in. Just to be an example.
Amen. Isn't it good knowing that we are peculiar people? We are peculiar people. You know, God has given us privilege. He has given us a privilege, you know, on our journey. He has given us that privilege. And if we do not utilize that privilege, then that privilege will be taken away. It will be taken away. Given to someone else. So when we talk about everything that we've heard and all the blessings that God has in store for us, do we want those blessings, or do we want to just give them away simply because we're not utilizing our privilege that God has given us and our purpose that we're here for? Getting lost and getting caught up on worldly things rather than spiritual things. Any comments? Hallelujah. Okay, we're at our next scripture.
The next scripture is John 15:4.
Amen. Amen. John 15:4. Amen. Hallelujah. That's one of my favorites.
John 15:4 reads, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Would you like me to read the other, read more of it?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I'll go back in context. This section is about the vine and the branches. So John chapter 15, verse 1, beginning at verse 1. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples."
Amen. 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 Any comments out there? Any comments, my brothers, my sisters?
I think that there is a good example of the fig tree that had leaves, but it had no fruit. But anyway, we have to remain, you know, with Jesus as the main vine, and the gardener being, you know, God. And for us to bear fruit, we have to stay on the vine. So we have to be very, you know, careful that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we stay in prayer. We stay with the Lord.
Amen.
No one goes to the Father except through the Son.
Amen. Amen.
So I think that kind of reiterates that, and also, you know, going back to the fig, which had, you know, leaves, wasn't dead, but it had, was not bearing fruit. It had to be destroyed, so it just withered instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even when we look at that at that time, you know, the disciples, they were in awe, you know, that a fig tree just withered that quick. You know, that was just another miracle, you know, that they saw, or the power of Jesus Christ at that time that they saw. You know, here it is, a fig tree, you know, just withered, you know, at a word. You know, Jesus just spoke a word, and it just withered. You know, so that was a powerful piece there. You know, even more so, even, you know, bearing the fruit, you know, it's almost like it's the works that we do. The works that we do. You know, are we faithful? Are we zealous? Are we humble? Are we devoted? Are we always abounding in the Lord? And those things is what God honors. Those are the things that God honors. Any comments out there? 312-630-773-708. Any comments? Anyone would like to comment?
Amen. This is Bishop Harris again.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. This right here is one of my favorite scriptures. Abide in me, and I in you. And see, when we look to see what it is to abide, it means to remain or to continue or to stay. So we got to continually stay in God, but not only stay in him, he's got to live in us. He's got to dwell inside of us. if he dwells in us, then we can bear fruit, because he says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. We can't bear no fruit without God. Without
Amen.
God, we are nothing. We don't have nothing. But when we learn that if we abide in him, if we stay in him, if we seek him, we lean toward him, then we can bear fruit. And we can become a fruit-bearing tree. We can become a fruit-bearing church. But we have to abide. It says, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. You can take a tree, but if you don't plant it and you don't have it attached to something, it can't grow.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be attached. And the question is, what are you attached to?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you're feeding yourself? See, you can produce. You're going to produce something, but what are you going to produce? Because what are you connected to? Are you connected to the vine? What is the vine? The word of God. Are you connected to the word of God? Are you living in the word and the word living in you? He says that he inhabits the praises of Israel. If we learn that as a people trying to bear good fruit, that we can begin to praise him, and if the praises are in us, he inhabits the praise. To inhabit is to live in. If he lives in the praise and the praise is in us, he's living in us, which then we can no more help ourselves but to be connected. But see, the problem is we connected to so many different other things. We connected to reality TV. We connected to gossip on the telephone. We connected to worrying about a job. We're connected to everything but what we need to be connected to. Then we wonder, why I can't bear fruit? Why I can't move forward? Why can't I do what it is that I want to do? God, I'm trying. God, I'm going to church. But God is saying, what are you connected to? What kind of source are you plugged into? But see, when you plugged into the right source, there's something about it. I'm sorry, but it's, when I talk about abiding, I get excited because, see, it's all about the source that you're tied into. And when you're tied into the right source and you're feeding yourself the right food, see, it's all about when we're talking about growing food, you got to have the right soil and you've got to have the right nourishment and nutrition in the soil in order for it to grow. But you know what? We're in the wrong stuff. We all in everybody else's stuff, and we ain't in the right stuff. But if we get connected, put on some blinders and stop looking to the left, stop looking to the right, and worry about getting straight ahead and seeing God and seeing nothing but God and leave everything else in his hand. Put it in his hand. Abide in me. He said, I am the true vine. We're looking at everything else. We're trying to figure it out. We're dependent on paychecks. We're dependent on this person, this thing, that thing. But start to depend on the true vine.
Amen.
Get connected to the right thing. And if we get connected and we begin to bear fruit, oh, my God, the blessings will begin to open up. Because if we go back and we look at the parable, to whom much is given, when God gave out, when in the parable, when they gave out the talents, the one that had the most talent and did the most, he was given the difference. When you begin to bear fruit and you're connected and you begin to grow, the more you do, the more you grow. The more you grow, the more fruit comes. The more you blossom, the bigger you get. Before you know it, what you was in a little bitty pot is now a tree. What was a tree now got to be planted outside. God want to take you to the next spot, to the next level, but he said, you got to abide in me.
Yes, sir.
It's so simple. Just abide. Just live in me. Stop trying to live everything else. Just live in me. That's all he wants you to do. And if you follow the promise, look at what you'll get in return.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've been worried about all these things in life, and all we have to do is simple. You know, like the bishop said, just abide in the word. Abide in the word. It's almost like, what is that, that express card, don't leave home without it.
There you go, say it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any more comments? Boy, are we having a good time here. Any more comments? 216-708-312-773. Any comments? We are interactive, and this is a Bible study. We're all just sitting around the table, just having a good time in the Lord. And hopefully everybody when we leave is going to be full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the mics are open, so all you have to do is just talk.
Praise God. Can you hear me, Beth?
Yes, come on. Come on with it, my
sister. Praise God. This is Elder Yvette. I'm from the Church of Ephesus. I'm just truly excited about this time of sharing. On Sunday, it's so ironic that you talk about this abiding and producing fruit. On Sunday, Pastor Monica preached about this very same thing and how we got to be connected, and whatever you are connected to is what you're going to produce. So if you're sick and tired of going through the same thing, you need to check your source. Sometimes we back in the old days when I was young and my dad had these extension cords, and sometimes he would have to put that black tape around it because the cord had a short in it, so he would rig it so the power could come through, and then whatever he was trying to turn on would work. Sometimes we didn't rig that stuff. We didn't pretend it, tried to bandage, tried to hide, tried to not deal with all of them things that are before us, those weights and sins that so easily besets us, and we try to cover it up but stay connected. Well, I don't want no bootleg connection. I need to abide in him because I'm ready to walk into the overflow. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready for the doors to be open, the windows to be open, and I'm just grateful to God. But this subject that if we abide, what an awesome word, if we abide. I love what Bishop said, and I'm so grateful for what he has delivered on this line. If we abide, oh, my God, when we have prayer, there's so much behind the yes. If you just give him a yes, today I choose to abide in you. This morning, I choose to abide in you. I declare that I will abide today. Watch what happens behind your yes. Watch the doors open. Watch the favor begin to make room and move obstacles out of the way, because he wants us to produce. We were created to produce. So I thank God for that word. I thank God for this time of sharing. Glory be to God. And I'm just excited about what's to come. For those that are checking their connection and getting reconnected and abiding in him, glory to God.
Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh,
amen.
Anybody else like to comment?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, come on.
Hello, God bless you. Bless everyone that's on his line. My name is Elder Robert Scott, and I'm also from the Church of Ephesus, where my bishop is the great one, Bishop Elder Eddie Harris. God bless you.
All right.
I'm listening to what was what's being said, and it's just so awesome about the true vine and who are you connected to. I was going to be studying, and that's one of the messages that I said that I wanted to preach when God, you know, gave me the opportunity to. Who are you connected to? Mm-hmm. You know, and you all coming on, it's everything that God has shown me in his word. And I just want to piggyback on what Elder Yvette just said about Pastor Monica preaching on Sunday. Sometimes you have to rig things up to get the power. But I'm going to tell you this. That's one thing I love about God and the connection. And just being in him, there's no rigging in God. There's none. If you stay connected, that's this whole thing about being connected to the right power, to the right source. If you connected to God, there is no reason why you should have to rig anything. You should not have to rig a prayer. You shouldn't have to rig to communicate, to talk to him. You know,
yes,
I don't want no rigged up power. Because you know why? That's only temporary. I don't temporary when it comes to God. You know, I want everything that God has for me. I want it in this lifetime and the next lifetime.
All right.
That's the thing.
It's
a statement that my Pastor Monica said on Sunday. It's a lot of folks today that they are just happy living a shortage type of life. instead of being having the full connection, the full power. It's something when you get connected with the right folk. It's something when you get connected to those ones that's on fire and that's on the same level, if not on a higher level than you are, when it comes to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I'm sorry, but I get excited. I'm like my bishop. When it comes to the things of God, I can go on and on and on, but, you know, this is not myself. But I just thank you guys for just giving me the opportunity to just to comment and just to share my knowledge of Jesus Christ with you all. You all be blessed.
Listen, this is an interactive Bible study. We're here, and we're all around the table, and we're just feeding on the Word. So, you know, whoever wants to share, whoever wants to lift up the name of Jesus is open. The lines are always open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we're having such a good time. I forgot about all those other scriptures. Dr. Suzanne, are you ready? We're going to be moving on to the next scripture.
Okay, the next scripture. I'm getting happy here.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Well, my sanctified gig. Okay, we read chapter 15, verses 4 to 16. So let's move on to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9.
Ephesians 5, 9 is where we are. We're going there. Ephesians 5, 9. Hallelujah. Praise God for the word.
So good.
Amen.
Ephesians 5:9 reads, For the fruit of the life consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
Amen.
If we go back in context to 5:8, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, and this section we're talking about living as children of light, living as children of the Lord, following in Christ's footsteps. It says, for you once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord, having nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
Amen. Yeah, and that's we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We are talking about the Holy Spirit. And it's talking about all goodness. Anytime there's goodness, anytime it produces all goodness, we're talking about a Christian. And if we're not producing all goodness, then I need to ask, you know, are we walking the Christian walk? And that's just a question. Are we walking the Christian walk? So we're supposed to be producing all goodness. Whatever we do, we start talking about the fruit of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, and all of that. When we're walking and we are abiding, as we talked about before, you know, what Bishop was saying before and others were saying before, abiding in Christ. When we're abiding in Christ, nothing but good is going to come out of it. Nothing but good is going to come out of it. Hallelujah. So we need to look in terms of what we're doing and what the outcome is. What does that fruit look like that we're bearing? Amen. Any comments?
Amen. Praise God. This is Bishop Harris again. And again, just looking at this verse, the fruits of the Spirit, And, you know, Pastor, I once had somebody, I was talking about fruits, and they was like, oh, you're being judgmental. You're being judgmental. I told them, I said, no, I'm not judgmental. I'm just a fruit inspector. Because depending on the type of fruit that you are, depending on the type of fruit that you're giving off tells me who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, see, the thing is, in order to be right, you got to be able to bear all of the fruits, you
mm-hmm.
know. You got to be able to bear goodness. You got to be able to bear righteousness. You got to be able to bear truth. You got
Amen.
To be able to have what it takes. And all of this, what it does is it makes a well-rounded Christian. Because
Amen.
You can't bear the fruit unless you've been through something.
Hmm.
You can't have no trust if you ain't had a reason to trust. You can't have no goodness unless you done messed up and know what it is to be in a bad situation. But once you done been through some badness and some rough stuff, you can understand goodness. You can't understand righteousness unless you done did some sin. And, you know, that's my thing. I can't deal with those, I ain't done nothing. I've been saved. No, you done made some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You was born in sin and shaping in iniquity. But
mm-hmm.
once you put on those new clothes, and once you became who you needed to be in God, and you had that, what I call the wilderness experience, then you can begin to bear some fruit. Because you done been through some things, and God has let you go through some things, and now you can begin to bear. And you know what? The thing I like about this, that it's all right to understand that every once in a while we got to be pruned. And when we're bearing fruit and we wonder, why does it hurt? Well, every once in a while, when things get cut off that's been attached to you, they hurt.
Hmm.
See, some things start growing on you. Anybody ever had a tree? I had an apple tree once to sit out in the front of my house. And when we didn't do nothing to that tree, all kind of stuff would grow on the tree, but we'd have to go out there and we'd have to cut the tree. And sometimes things had attached itself to the tree that was growing, different spores and whatever. But when you begin to prune, that stuff sometimes is hard to cut. But if you allow God to prune you and cut you
mm-hmm.
and begin to clean you,
mm-hmm.
then you can begin to bear these fruits. And this is just an awesome topic, because people, a lot of times, they don't understand the fruits of the Spirit, and they don't understand what it is to be able to bear the fruits of the Spirit, you know. But, like I was looking in verse 8, it said, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right to know that, you know what, you were in darkness, but you ain't in darkness no more. I was telling the people in the church just a few Sundays ago, there's a song that plays that I love, and it says that you love me through my good and my bad. And God yet loved us through our good and our bad. And I tell people all the time, don't let your past predict your future. Just because you had to be pruned because there was some bad fruit doesn't mean that you can't grow good fruit.
That's right.
Because as we just said, once you've been connected, see, you might not have been connected before, but now that you've gotten connected, you can bear the fruit. And these are the fruit that we need to bear. These are the things that we need to let God bring out in us and let God
mm-hmm.
deal with us and bring these things out. And this is just, it's beautiful. I have to honestly say I'm excited. One, because this to me is what I call old school Bible study. My father, the late bishop, this is the kind of Bible study that we would have. Because you do some of your best learning sometimes just sitting around the round table, you know,
mm-hmm.
just where you can be yourself and you can let God speak to you. And if you hear something while you're on the line and then you know that that's something geared towards you, you say, ouch, and take it and go ahead on and know that you won't find yourself in that place again. You know, and understand that's all part of bearing the fruit. As your fruit is being inspected, maybe some of your fruit wasn't the best fruit. But you know what? That fruit been purged. This time, I'm going to bear better fruit. My fruit might have had a couple bad spots on it. The apple might have been a little soft in some areas, so that apple been cut. But next time, I'm going to bear better fruit. Because, see, I'm not going to let my tree get cursed. I'm going to make sure I stay connected. My soil might not have exactly been the soil that it should have been, but I'm going to get planted in the right soil this time. I'm going to make sure that the fruit, because, see, the thing is, I got the roadmap right here in front of me. And if I follow the instructions for growing my fruit will grow.
That's
it's
right.
Just like I once had a chia pet. And if I didn't follow the instructions on the chia pet wouldn't grow. And when I didn't water the chia pet and didn't do what I needed to do, it dried up. And I had to scrape it all off and start all over again. Sometimes that's how we've gotten. We done dried up because we wasn't getting watered and we wasn't near the source and we dried up. But because God is who he is, we can yet start all over again. And he will begin to allow us to bear some fruit. And see, that's the thing about bearing fruit. Fruit will keep growing.
Keep growing.
And keep growing. And keep growing. And I get excited. I'm sorry. I know, you know, this is the blog, but it's just something about, something about the word of God. I get excited. And when I think about bearing fruit, because, see, when I think about fruit, I think about being able to go out and being able to go in the field and take the fruit. And what is fruit? Fruit is something that we give to people to nourish them. So if we're bearing good fruit, we can give nourishment to the world. We can give the word of God to a dying world. We can save. I told you, my thing is, I believe in saving the lost at any cost. And when you're bearing good fruit, you got something to give away to share. And see, that's the whole thing. You got to have something to give away. And every time you give it away and you pass it out, God gives you more.
Amen.
Man, I tell you, I am truly excited. I thank God. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Bishop, we do thank you, just for your excitement and just bringing that word to us. This is a Bible study. We're interactive. You don't have to let us know when you're ready to do a show. Whether next week, I'm gonna give you 2 weeks. Either this week or next week. One or the other.
I will definitely be giving you a call because I get excited about the word of God. I just get excited, I tell you. It's something about the word.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Any more comments out there? Any more comments? 216-708. Any comments? Amen. Well, we're definitely having a good time tonight and praying that you have been blessed. All blessed. And getting even more blessed. Dr. Simon, what do we have? Dr. Suzanne?
I can hardly hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. You're coming in and out also. Okay, where are we at? Philippians 1:11 and...
Yes, Philippians 1:11.
Okay, amen.
It says, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes in Jesus Christ. To the glory and praise of God. If this from section 3, Philippians 1, chapter 1, verse 3 to 11, this section is talking about thanksgiving and prayer. It begins with, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers, for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about you since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. And this was Paul and Timothy, or Paul's writing to Philippi.
Amen. 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 Being filled. Being filled. Hello?
Yes.
Being filled. I don't know. Did I lose connection or anything? Bishop, are you still out there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay. I'm getting calls from out of Maryland and some other places. I'm just wondering if I lost connection.
Well, it is kind of going in and out.
Okay. I just saw a call from out of Maryland. I was just wondering, did I lose out on it? I know we're looking at maybe about 3 more minutes before that. Comments. Any comments on this scripture? We're looking at 25 after and about another 3 more minutes, then the music is going to kick in, and we're going to be closing on out. Philippians 1:11. Being filled with the fruit of righteousness. And when I look at that, I look at it in terms of, righteousness is what we're supposed to produce. We're looking at honesty, truth, kindness, meekness, goodness, all about our character that we live by, that we walk by, so that others might know us by our fruit. Others may know that we are children of God. We are Christians. Amen. Any comments? We're looking for maybe about 2 more comments before we're going to have to close out. Any comments? Amen.
The next scripture is Hebrews 12:11. Hebrews 12:11.
And I think this might be the last scripture because otherwise we're going to be closed out. Hebrews 12:11. Amen.
Hebrews 12:11 reads, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. And this section where the Lord is talking about how he disciplines his son.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And here we're looking at, chastening, and basically, this is that, as the bishop and others had mentioned before, we have to go through something. We're going to, if we're going to follow Jesus Christ, we're going to feel pain. We're going to have all kinds of things that are going to come against us. There's going to be bodily suffering. There's going to be all these things that we're going to go, that we're going to come against. But in the end of all these suffering, of all these challenges that we go through, that there is going to be a blessing. There is a blessing. All these afflictions, all the things that we're going through, in the end, there is a blessing. There is a blessing for what we've gone through.
Amen.
Any comments? We're going to have to start closing out. Any comments?
I'd like to close with the scripture on Hebrews 12:5, and you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as his son.
I don't think you're going to be able to finish that because I'm here and we have like about 90 seconds. I don't know. I'm going to get a time on here. About 1 minute left. So we're going to have to close out. Otherwise, this is going to kick us off. Okay. So, everyone that tuned in, we do thank you for tuning in. We thank you for just blessing us. We hope that we were a blessing to each other. We have just had a wonderful time in the Lord. But hopefully, again, we are here every Wednesday, 7 o'clock to 8:25, New Beginning Ministry, Block Talk Radio. Anything you have to remember, we remind you is that we love you, but God loves you most. Until we talk again, God bless you.
God bless y'all, too.